With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has named a replacement for Matt Gaetz, who withdrew from consideration as Attorney General.
President-elect Donald Trump named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, former Representative Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz had been investigated by the Justice Department into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls before being chosen last week to lead it. Gaetz, who has denied the allegations, said in a social media post that he had no time to waste in a needless political scuffle. Norman Hall, Washington.
That notorious listeria outbreak at a Boar's Head meats plant is now over.
10 people died. More than 60 got sick in 19 states eating listeria-contaminated Boar's Head products, including liverwurst. The CDC says listeria outbreaks are considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. More than 7 million pounds of Boar's Head meat was recalled nationwide. A production plant in Virginia was shut down, and the company also permanently stopped making liverwurst. Boar's Head faces lawsuits and continued scrutiny over reports of problems at the factory, including mold, insects, dripping water, and contaminated walls, floors, and equipment. I'm Ed Donahue.
A major storm moving through Northern California has toppled trees and dropped heavy snow and record rain after knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people in Washington and Oregon. Forecasters warn that the risk of flash flooding and rock slides will continue through Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow by 461 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P advanced 31. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going on sale.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly €1 billion in donations were pledged within days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's a surplus. Officials say €140 million still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. That extra will support future preservation work on the cathedral. This is SRN News. Bitcoin hasn't hit the ceiling yet, its value rising above $98,000 for the very first time.
The cryptocurrency has been shattering records just about every day since the presidential election, rocketing more than 40% in just 2 weeks. Investors don't seem fazed by its volatile history, the wild swings up and down. Cryptocurrencies and related investments like crypto exchange-traded funds have rallied because the incoming Trump administration is expected to be more crypto-friendly. Rich Thomason reporting.
Oil company Phillips 66 has been federally indicted in connection with alleged violations of the Clean Water Act in California. The Texas-based company is accused of discharging hundreds of thousands of gallons of industrial wastewater containing excessive amounts of oil and grease. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.